Let's go back to our scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. I'm going to read it one more time as we dig into the word of God. It says, Hebrews 11 and 7. By faith, Noah, after he was warned about what was not yet seen and motivated by godly fear, built an ark to deliver his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Put a tag on this text and preach from the subject, building by faith. Building by faith. Here's the big idea for today's message. God is calling us to faithfully build upon his foundation for succeeding generations. God is calling us to faithfully build upon his foundation for succeeding generations. All that we have read and studied in Hebrews chapter 11 reveals how God approved men and women based upon their faithful activity. They were approved as righteous, meaning this: they are perceived and seen as right before God. The heroes took a word, revelation, and responded in faith, activation, and as a result, counted as righteous, justification. Oh, let me say that one more time. These heroes took a word, revelation, responded in faith, activation, and as a result were counted as righteous justification. Now, beloved, all those theological words in layman's terms mean this: God covered them. Oh, I need a witness right here. God covered them. God looked out for them. God saw something in them. And as a result of their faithfulness towards him, they got covered. And that's why you got Old Testament heroes being mentioned in the New Testament. They were approved based upon their faithfulness. Oh, so beloved, we have to then become more committed to God's word in order to know how to respond to his guidance so that we can experience more of his will for our lives. It begins with his word. We have to be more committed to his word. So the heroes of the faith experienced God on earth and now experience God in heaven. They live their lives by faith. By faith, based upon the word of God. A television program preceded the 1988 Winter Olympics, featured blind skiers. Yeah, you heard that right, blind skiers. They were being trained for the slalom skiing. That's where you go back and forth down the hill. And impossible as that sound, these blind skiers were being prepared for that downhill skiing competition. See, they were paired with sighted skiers. And so the blind skiers were taught on flat ground. And once they understood the value of listening to the word of the sighted skier, they were able then to go downhill. But while they were on flat ground, the sighted skiers told them, go left, go right, go left, go right. See, the blind skiers could only make their way downhill as they listened to the word of the sighted skier. Pastor Brown, what are you saying to me? Child of God, if you don't get tuned in to the word of your God, you will continue in your blind movement. But even though we're all blind, as long as we got the sighted one, Jesus Christ, telling us which way to go, we'll make it downhill. We'll make it cross the finish line, but you've got to listen to the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. Come on, say the word of God. Oh, I'm feeling good already. See, our hero for today is what I call Noble Noah. Noble Noah stepped onto the scene in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, being born as one who will bring relief from the agonizing labor of the hands of men caused by the ground that the Lord God himself had cursed. Noble Noah. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And in Genesis chapter 6, we discover that the world had become corrupt. Somebody say corrupt. Type it in the comment section, corrupt. So much so that the Lord God himself regretted that he had made man on the earth. And he was deeply grieved by his creations. Genesis 6, verse 6. Now, in response to the wickedness of God's creation, which is man, God purposed to wipe mankind off of the face of the earth via the flood. Oh, God, that's a little context for you. So we have the wickedness of man being manifested in God's presence. They were doing all sorts of evil, and God himself regretted his creation. Then in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, my mind is blown. It says, and I quote, Noah, however, found favor with the Lord. Oh, God, highlight that in your scriptures. Noah, however, found favor with the Lord. See, as the story progresses, readers discover that Noah was righteous, blameless, because he walked with God. See, here are my observations about Noah. Noah was a bad man. Noah Noble teaches us a few things. The first thing is this. Noah walked with. Oh, get that down, beloved. Noah walked with. Noah walked with. And, of course, the with is God. And so as a consequence of walking with, Noah had a relationship. God. Yeah, when you walk with someone, you typically have a relationship with the one to whom you're walking. Noah walked with, but that's not all. Noah listened to. I'm trying to make this as plain as day, beloved. Noah walked with. Noah listened to. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 13, it says, then God said to Noah. See, because Noah had walked with, he knew who to listen to. I'm going to keep saying the same thing until you get it. And as Noah listened to, here is what he received from the Lord God. Here is what God said to Noah. He said, number one, it's over. All this that I have created will be no more. It's over. So Noah, not only is it over, secondly, Noah, I need you to get ready. I'm going to need you to do some things in preparation for my termination. I need for you to understand that all of this and all of them bouts to be gone. It's over. Get ready. But then the third thing the Lord God said to Noah is, let's covenant. Oh, God, let's covenant. Noah, I'm getting ready to destroy this. But after I have destroyed this, you and I will enter into a new covenant. Noah walked with. Come on, get that, beloved. He walked with. Noah listened to. But then thirdly, Noah did this. Oh, I'm feeling this by myself. Verse 22 right there in chapter 6, it says, and Noah did this. This meaning what? He did everything that God had commanded him. Oh, let's stack that up, beloved. Noah walked with. Noah listened to. Noah did this. And so based upon every instruction that Noah received, he submitted and surrendered his will to the will of the Father. And he did this. Beloved, you want to find favor with God? Walk with him. God. Listen to him. And do what he instructs you to do. See, we don't want to walk with him. We simply want to hang around him.
I'm feeling that by myself. We don't want to listen to him. We want him to listen to us. And we sure don't want to do what he instructs. We want to do what feels good or right to us. And this is why favor is unfound for many. Yeah, I said it. This is why favor is unfound for many. And so Noah did this. He built the ark. He rescued his family and the animals as instructed. And the rest is history. And so as we bookend Noble Noah's account in Genesis with his encounter in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, we discover again these words, by faith. Noah, after he was warned about what was not seen and motivated by godly fear, built an ark to deliver his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Oh, my God. Before I get to my final principles and points of this message, I need for you to catch this overarching theme. Noah functioned by faith. Oh, please get that down, beloved. Noah functioned by faith. As a matter of fact, by faith is mentioned three times in verse 7 alone, which affirmed that noble Noah relied upon God rather than his own feeble wisdom. See, beloved, I know you are smart to you. I get it. I've been there. I mean, we in our own mind, when we grade our own papers, we're going to always get a perfect score. Why? Because that's our nature. But child of God, we ought be like Noah. Rather than leaning on his own wisdom, he didn't do that. He leaned on the word of God. But how? That's the question I have to ask of this test. How did Noah live righteously in the midst of such treachery? Oh God. How did Noah function by faith? I'll tell you how. Here it is. He walked with God. Please get that down, beloved. I ain't got to my main point yet. That's just the extra one there. He walked with God. Oh, now before I get to my text, beloved, it's time for many of us to change walking partners. Oh God, I'm teaching in the midst of the message. It's time for many of us to change walking partners. We're walking with social media influencers. We're walking with political pundits. We're walking with cultural icons. It's time for us to change walking partners and allow the Lord God himself to lead our lives. Allow the Lord God himself to lead our families so that we can build something by faith. Oh, building. By faith. The text says, by faith, Noah, oh God, after he was warned about what was not yet seen. Y'all catch this, beloved. It's important. Noah believed the unseen. Please get that down. Noah believed the unseen. Noah believed the unseen. Noah heeded the warning because he heard from God. I'll catch that, beloved. Noah heeded the warning because he heard from God. He knew that God would do what he said he would do. And that knowledge was motivated by godly fear. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline." See, when we believe the unseen, we respond in the present as if the future has already been fulfilled. Oh, don't let me trick you. I need you to receive that. See, Noah believed the unseen. This is Noah's testimony. This is the crux of Hebrews chapter 11, the proof of what is not seen. See, some of us are waiting to see it before we believe it. That's why one writer said, late faith is unavailing. There's little use believing in arcs once the rain begins to fall. Oh, God, I'm preaching this. Let me say that one more time. There's little use believing in arcs once the rain begins to fall. That's late faith. You ought to believe and trust God now, believing the unseen before it has been fulfilled. Noah believed the unseen. The text is moving. Not only did Noah believe the unseen, secondly, Noah built the unimaginable. Oh, please get that down, beloved. Noah built the unimaginable. The text says, built an ark to deliver his family. Noah built the unimaginable. In other words, Noah built by faith. Oh, please catch that, beloved. Noah built by faith. But that's not all. Noah built for the future. Oh, God. See, this unimaginable ark, something previously unknown or unseen, is the physical manifestation of faith. The ark is unimaginable. Why? Because Noah had never seen an ark before. He didn't have a picture of the ark on the side of a box. He had to take God at his word, grab his tools and his wood, and begin to build the unimaginable. Is there a witness in the house that can testify, Lord, I don't have a picture of what you're calling me to do, but by faith, I'm going to build the unimaginable. Oh, God. How do you build something you've never seen? By faith. That's the only way it will come to fruition. How can you do something that's never been done before? By faith. So as Noah built, he was displaying faith to his family. The ark represented faith. It represented salvation. It represented future. Oh, let me say that one more time. The ark, it represented faith. It represented salvation. It represented future. Noah was building back then. With us in mind. Let your family see you building beyond them. Yes, you're building for them, but also build beyond them. Here it is. It's about legacy. Oh, beloved, if I've never experienced this ever, I experience it as I read the account of Noah. We are called to build beyond ourselves, child of God. If you are the only one that you're building for, you have missed all of life. Noah hammered, Noah built, Noah followed the directions, not just for his family, but for you and for me. He built beyond what was seen. And that's the meat of the message right there, beloved. That's the higher call for us who are part of the church now. We got to understand this ain't about us. It's about those who come after us. And y'all, we cannot afford to get stuck thinking this is only about us. So we got to position ourselves, church, to do what God has called us to do. Whatever it looks like, we got to build beyond ourselves. Noah believed the unseen. Noah built the unimaginable. Lastly and finally, Noah became the unlikely. Oh, God, I'm just trying to preach the text, y'all. Noah became
the unlikely. The text says, by faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Let me say that one more time. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Dr. Wiersbe helps me with this. He said, Noah's faith condemned the world, for his faith revealed their unbelief. Oh, God. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself references noble Noah in Matthew chapter 24 by revealing that while Noah was building, watch this, mankind was living their best life. While Noah was prepping and following God's instructions to the letter, mankind was marrying and chilling and drinking and having fun and doing whatever their hearts desired. Completely consumed with self. Present focused. Flesh serving. So with each piece of wood laid, with each nail driven, Noah was preaching condemnation to a dying world. And that's how Noah became the unlikely. He entered a covenant with God, a covenant with a new world. And as a result, he found courage, there it is, to be different, unlikely. Beloved, we must find courage to be different. But not just courage to be different, discipline to be different, purpose to be different. As I close, I want to challenge you to stop trying to blend in and just be. Be who God has saved you to be. Be who God has empowered you to be. And here's what I've discovered about my own life. As we display the courage to be, others will follow. And that's what legacy looks like. See, there are some blessings connected to our obedience. Noah demonstrates belief. And how he took the very word of God. And as he took God's word, he then demonstrated to us what it looks like to be unlikely. Noah became, scripture says, an heir. That took me right to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, when the time to completion came, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that's us, so that we might receive adoption as sons, and if sons, heirs. I'm finished. I promise I'm finished, but I need you to catch this. When we operate in faith, we will receive unlikely blessings. When we operate in faith, we will receive unlikely blessings. It is a result of God's faithfulness towards us. God is faithful even when we are not. God is merciful, especially when we deserve it. God knows how to show up when we find ourselves stuck. And so that's where you are today. Stuck. I've been talking about by faith since the 1st of January. And you're like, Pastor Brown, man, it's hard, like the video that we introduced before the sermon. It's hard, Pastor Brown, to live by faith. It's like every time I try, I find myself getting setback after setback. But beloved, I want to challenge you now. You have a wonderful opportunity at the beginning of this year to emulate the character of noble Noah, to emulate the faith of noble Noah. So that, watch me, I'm drawing closer to you now. I'm drawing closer to you now. Come on, cameraman, I'm drawing closer to him. You have this opportunity now to begin living this by faith life. Pastor, I don't know what the Lord is calling me to do. You gotta listen. Listen to his word. Now, I'm sorry to tell you, he won't give you a Facebook post. He won't come necessarily in your Instagram feed. But when you grab your word and you sit with him for a little while, doesn't matter your copy, whatever your copy looks like. It could be a device, it could be paper, it doesn't matter. When you grab your word and you begin to read, now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For by it our ancestors won God's approval. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. The Lord will begin to speak to you about some things that you haven't even imagined, those unimaginable things. He'll begin to pour into you revelation from him. Now, let's be clear, because that word is used so often. God's revelation never contradicts his word. I need a witness right there. So all this God told me stuff, if it is not in alignment with his word, be careful. But for those of us who've been walking with the Lord a while, we know that he does speak. He has his way of communicating and communing with us. And I know so many of you desire that for your life. I simply want to pray with and for you, because I want you to begin building by faith, building legacies for succeeding generations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for noble Noah. Thank you for his example of faithfulness. Thankful for his example of courage. We're thankful for his example of obedience. Father, we're asking that you would grant us your power, that we could tap into some of that. Father, we are concerned about our present and our future. So, Father, give us a heart for those that will come behind us. Father, help us as your church to begin making intentional preparation for those who will come after us. Lord, what a wonderful example Noah is. In all that he did, following your word, building, preparing, that was not just for his family. Father, that was for us. So Lord, give us, our church, a vision like Noah, that we would do our part for those who come after us. We love you, we thank you, we honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And praise God. Right there, give God some praise. Come on, right where you are. Put the clap emoji in the chat line. Come on, praise the Lord.